Welcome to the Ethnowise podcast. This is Mike Kimball. In this episode, we're going to use a guided meditation to explore the neurobiologist Antonio Damasio's notion of the third layer of self called the autobiographical self. As I've done in the other episodes, I'm going to read a bit from the book Ethnowise to set the stage. It's the same stage setting that I did in the previous two episodes. So if you've heard it already, you could skip ahead or just let it pass on its own. But we're using a smartphone analogy. And let's think about it this way, right? Inside the guts of your smartphone are a lot of components wired together in sophisticated configurations to give you the power to document, process, and communicate with your world. Electrical signals from your smartphone's battery pulse through the device, allowing it to do your bidding and conduct its various automatic, software-driven maintenance and upgrade routines. Second, when you use your smartphone's camera, you're engaging a specific set of its components, certain software, circuits, mechanical parts, to focus on a desired object and snap the picture. In so doing, you're creating a particular relationship between your smartphone's camera apparatus and the object of interest, and, at the same time, eliminating other orientations and objects from consideration. Every time you take a picture, these parameters change to accommodate new objects and orientations. Of course, all of this whiz-bang technology would be a waste of resources if its results, the captured images of objects, just filled your device's storage area and went unviewed, unprocessed, and unshared. So the third aspect of the smartphone is you, who regularly goes into its image archive, selects the ones you like, edits and enhances them, sorts them, strings them together into a sequence that tells a story, and shares them with your social network. So that's the three parts of the cell phone, and with that kind of analogy, we can also explore the three parts of the self generated by our brains. We've already, in previous episodes, done an exploration through meditation of the proto-self and of the core self, so now we're going to explore the autobiographical self. Most of the guided meditations that I offer through these podcasts ask you to apply some ways of experiencing your own mind. Probably the best approach to use for doing this is to listen to it all the way through first before actually doing the meditation. Give yourself a little bit of time to process what you heard, and then run it through again, actually doing the meditation itself. You can set your timer for 10 minutes in this meditation. Follow the same procedure as in the core self-investigation. Sit with your back erect, but relaxed. Find a breathing focal point. Settle into an awareness of the sensations associated with your in-breaths and out-breaths. Bring your non-judgmental attention to primordial feelings, just the feelings of your body being alive, and your five senses' detection of the external world. Notice the qualities of the feelings, any emotional charge associated with them, and the thoughts and images that arise in conjunction with them. Take some time to move with the pendulum swing of noticing sensations, marking emotions, thoughts, and images, returning to the sensation of your breathing when the sensation dissipates or thoughts become too distracting, becoming aware of new sensations, gently redirecting your attention to them, and so on. Begin making some space for more complicated thoughts that arise. These are thoughts that build on identification, build on that core self of I and mine. You might, for instance, feel a pain in your knee and notice the thought, my knee hurts. This thought might be followed by another, such as, wow, that's the place I hurt it when I was playing soccer in middle school, or I'm also feeling tightness in my calf. I wonder if that's related. You might also notice mental images arising to accompany these thoughts. Memories of playing soccer, an injury inside your knee. Allow these thoughts and images to come into awareness and try giving them the label story. Let them pass out of awareness of their own accord, or return your attention to your breathing. As you notice and explore new sensations, keep bringing your attention to additional thoughts that tie the sensation into a bigger picture. As each thought and associated images arise, explore them without judgment and label them story. Don't become fixated on the story. Just notice it and allow it to pass. Continue this practice until your timer indicates that 10 minutes have passed. Allow your attention then to gradually move away from your breathing. Take a deep breath, release it slowly, and gently open your eyes. As soon as possible after this meditation, carefully reflect on your experience. In particular, focus your attention on your story thoughts. What were they? What images accompanied them? Which were connected to memories? How do they represent reinforcements of or additions to your own autobiography, your personal story?